Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Remember this video?
Yes, I do.
Olivia Newton-John, baby. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little physical fitness. 9:12 in the morning, 720 WGN. Dave, I would have to say, of our staff, you are probably the healthiest, both with eating right, not giving in to cravings for pizza and donuts, and exercising every single day.
Try to do that.
I feel like that was just a slam on me. I'm not
No.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Andrea.
We are so excited.
Yeah, Mary runs every day.
Yeah.
But I eat a lot of chips.
Okay.
Yeah, Mary does eat chips.
Yeah,
we're so excited to have in our studio Candy Morales, the spa at Trump, personal trainer, a group exercise instructor, and you are the epitome. We're asking you all of our fitness questions off the air. The first thing I said, right, Dave, I said,
yes,
is pasta the devil? To which you responded,
absolutely, pasta is the devil. You have to stay away from that. Not whole wheat pasta, though.
Okay.
That's good. That's okay.
And pizza's second place for?
Pizza is second place. Whole wheat. Yes, whole grain pizza, yes. As long as you do the veggies and things like that on it. I mean, you get the protein, carbs, and fat in it. So.
Okay, so we're in April. I know the start of the year is typically when we say we're going to eat healthier, we're going to work out. Is this the time of the year, Candy, when we hit the wall?
Well, no, you don't hit the wall yet. I like to say you have to be fine by summertime. So now is a good time to start, if any. It's good to just be on track and do your fitness regimen and your exercise and eating right throughout the entire year.
How'd you get into this?
Yeah.
Well, I got into it back in 1993. Yeah, when my coworker told me that my butt was getting too big and I needed to lose weight.
Was this a friend?
This was a friend, actually, because she actually worked with me up until last year when I left my job. And she just said it like it was. I mean, she told me like how it was. Yeah. And then I think it was the tone of her comment that resonated something in me. Now, I knew I was starting to gain weight. I mean, I got up to like 225 pounds, but I didn't think that other people noticed it. I knew I noticed it. But yeah, when she said that, I knew it was time to change.
You lost and kept off 80 pounds for 24 years. How did you do that? I know they say, oh, it's easy to come off when you have to lose it, but it's a tough journey.
It's a very tough journey. I actually started doing home videos. My sister actually told me, she goes, Candy, why don't you just get up every morning and do like 30 minutes of exercise? And that's exactly what I did. And by doing home videos and doing like this little bitty stair stepper that they used to have back in the day, I mean, I started losing weight that way. And it took literally 30 minutes a day in the morning just to drop all this weight and to start eating right as well.
Was that like that little climber you'd get a sharper image? You just had the
yeah,
two
it
pedals?
Was just those two pedals. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. It was just the two pedals with like the pole in the middle. Yeah, uh-huh. And I would hold on to it and just do that for 30 minutes and that was it.
That's fantastic. And is there we were talking a little bit too, cardio is good for the heart, obviously, losing the fat, and the weights are what builds the muscle. Can you do those simultaneously?
Yes, you absolutely can. I actually developed a Candy Core Crush plan, and this is all about time based. So it actually has you to do cardio and weight training and work several muscle groups at the same time to maximize your calorie burn and your time.
So where do we get that program?
You can follow me on any social media handle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at Candy Morales, at CandyMorales is my handle name. And you can get fitness tips and diet tips, nutritional tips, things like that.
All right. So let's say someone's following you. What's the biggest hurdle that they're going to face after maybe it's a week, maybe it's 2 weeks?
Well, they can't keep up with her. That's the biggest hurdle.
Is that the problem?
They can't keep up with her. That's the biggest hurdle.
Well, let me tell you, you can. You can definitely keep up because everybody's different. So the way I train my clients, my celebrities, I train them all differently. I mean, you have to start somewhere. And the fact is you should just move. You mm-hmm. should walk, maybe do indoor cycling, things like that. Right. And the workout does not have to be intense at all whatsoever. But what I don't want people to do is get discouraged when it starts pushing you to a level you're uncomfortable being in. That just means you're getting better.
Yeah.
Do you see, after all these years, workouts that you go, wow, I really want to try that, but I don't know if I can pull it off?
No.
Well, that's great. That's great.
I am the kind of person, I mean, I've been doing this, like I said, for like 25 years, and I always want to try something new. I always have a new goal. I always want to do one more push-up or decrease my time by 1 minute or increase my weight load by 5%, things like that. So it's always going to be a new challenge, even for myself.
So you're not competitive at all. No. all right. Now, Candy's got an interesting backstory, which I want to tell you about. And I, for those of you not familiar with the Steve Cochran Show, welcome. And I think for those of you that are, you know how I feel about the majority of what President Trump has done so far. However, there's some ancillary damage that's gone on, not just in Chicago, but around the country and Trump-named properties. So, for instance, Candy, we heard about you because you're at the beautiful spa at Trump Tower, and there's nothing about this spa that's not exceptional, and yet there's been a significant dip in business just because the president's name is associated with it. Mm-hmm. And what I would like people to be is simply fair. And by being fair, go and experience the spa, experience what Candy and the staff there do, and know that you're not somehow endorsing the president if you feel that you don't like his politics, because they're separate worlds, right?
They are totally separate worlds. I mean, we are the spa at Trump, and although we are at Trump Tower, we are the spa at Trump Tower. And we offer a variety of indoor cycling classes. We offer a variety of yoga classes and strength training classes, boot camp classes. I mean, we even focus things on core and glutes and things like that. So, I mean, you know, besides that, you can also get the spa treatment as well. So it's a very nice facility. And I don't think that people should associate us and your goals and fitness to the Trump at all whatsoever.
Yeah, leave your politics in the locker room.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes, or on the floor with all the sweat.
There you go.
The other thing, too, that I thought was interesting about Candy's story is there's somebody in your past, and I was out of the room at the beginning of this, but there was somebody in your past that sort of inspired you to get into this career and to get crazy fit and to stay crazy fit. And I just think there's a lot of people that can identify with it and your story because, Candy, invariably, we don't remember the nice things people say to us. Mm-hmm. We don't remember when people tell us you look pretty that day, or boy, don't you look handsome, or you look like you're working out, or you look like you're in great shape. But if one person says to you, your butt's getting kind of fat, that's the kind of thing that'll stick with you for the rest of your life, right?
It absolutely does stick with you for the rest of your life, and it stuck with me. And I even thank my coworker to this day for telling me that, because I believe that had she not told me that, I wouldn't be where I am today.
It really drove you.
It really drove me. It drove me to a point of no return, literally.
So this individual worked with you back in the day. Are they in the fitness business?
No, she's not in the fitness business. As a matter of fact, she tells me, "Can I tell her the same thing that she told me 23 years ago?"
That's funny. Yeah, so to drive her. But
exactly.
I guess what I'd ask you to do is to you know, do what you do every day at work, but do it now on the radio and tell people if you got that wound or that hurt or that mom, you know, and a lot of times I'm not knocking moms. Moms are my favorite people. But moms say things to daughters that really stick like a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And those things that stick like a knife don't have to drive your life, right?
It does not have to drive your life. It's actually to help. I mean, you know, words do hurt, but it's really to help us and to help us grow and become a better person. I mean, this is all about health, and we need our health. I mean, it's essential. So I don't want people to take things the wrong way, although we do at times because words do hurt. But you have to remember that people say things when they say them because they're trying to help you and not trying to hurt you.
We want to get you fitness ready for the summer. You know, it's almost swimsuit season. And my swimsuit modeling career has taken a hit in the last couple of weeks. So if anybody's got a question, they could fire it up on a fax at 312-591-7200. And what did I say? 591. How old is that number?
And you said the fax, Steve.
Yeah.
How old is that number?
It's the meds. It's the meds.
Yeah, I think.
312-981-7200, right?
Is that and it's not a fax. It's actually a text line.
Yeah.
If you'd like to drop off by carrier pigeon a question.
By Pony Express.
But a general question about fitness. Candy might be able to give you some advice just now. And again, Dave brought this up, Candy, but for folks that really want to treat themselves or with Mother's Day coming up, you want to have a great spa day. Leave your politics outside. You can experience the spa at Trump. And what do they do to get a hold of you guys or, you know, get a gift card or whatever?
Oh, they can, like I said before, they can follow me on my social media page at Candy Morales. at Miss Candy Morales. That's MSCANDYMORALES. And I can definitely get them in, you know, to the spa or get a good workout for them, and they could be my guests.
When we come back, we're going to have whiny staff questions and questions from you guys as well. Anything you ever wanted to know about fitness, we'll see if Candy can help us out and get us looking good for summer next on 720 WGN. Candy Morales here. All right, let me start with one, Candy, if you don't mind. Can you spot reduce?
No, you cannot spot reduce. There is no such thing.
All right, so let's say you've got, what do people mostly complain about? We talked about people, they don't like their butts. Well, their tummies, right? Their guts. Their bellies. There's your upper abs and your lower abs. Should you train them separately?
The abs train as one. You can definitely do exercises that focuses more on one part more so than the other, but everything works together. So again, like, I mean, you know, people say, oh, I want to lose my back fat, or I want to lose my love handles, or I want to lose the fat behind my arms, things like that. What it comes down to is doing cardio, which is total body, and strength training, which is total body as well.
So it's not spot reducing, it's building the muscle where you want the change to take place.
Well, the muscle will, yes, absolutely. I mean, again, you should do total body, yes. And you can focus on one specific muscle group, yes, but that's not going to actually decrease that fat problem area unless you do the cardio.
Right, got it. But like, if you don't want Aunt Myrtle's bat wings under your arms, you know, doing a bunch of tricep work would probably help.
Absolutely, it would.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Whiny staff questions. Who's next?
Ooh, I got one.
All right.
Yeah, how important is like Candy strength conditioning for older women? You know, middle aged women. Because I get into it and I do strength conditioning. I'm trying to get some more of my girlfriends to do it as well, and they're like, no, I don't want my arms to get really big. And but there's so many other benefits for older women. Correct.
That's very correct. And I mean, women have the perception that they don't want to get bulkier. You will not get bulkier. I mean, we're women. We're not men. So we will not get bulkier unless we lift, what, if we do like a 40-pound one-arm row, 40-pound dumbbell, something like that. I mean, we're not designed to get bulky unless you're doing some kind of more, taking some extra supplements or things like that. You will not get bulky, but we have, especially being middle-aged, I mean, I'm almost 48 years old myself, and it's so essential for healthy bones to start lifting weights. And we need it for the muscle tissue as well.
It doesn't matter when you start, right?
It does not matter when you start. Never. Yes. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Right.
I know, Dave, you had most of your questions answered off the air. Do you have any others?
I do. I have a couple. I have one, basically. If you click around on television on a Saturday morning, you will see 24 infomercials for different home video sets, DVD sets, home exercise programs. I've tried a couple. They're pretty good. If you were to suggest one, I know it's no substitute for getting into the gym with you, but if you were to suggest one, what would it be?
You mean a specific DVD?
Oh, is there one, or do you recommend those in general?
Well, I do.
Do you like Beachbody? Do you like those kind of programs?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love all kinds of exercise videos because there's so many out there. Like I said before, that's what I actually started doing. I mean, I started with Buns of Steel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in the day. Sure. Yeah. And it works. You know, as long as you get up, and even if you're walking, taking one step at a time, literally, that's good for you as well. But any type of exercise video, as long as it's not advanced, if you're not that advanced exerciser, if you're sedentary, I will say just get up and walk. I mean, we don't need a DVD or a video to teach us how to walk or sit on a bike and just move your legs, things like that.
Right. I have a quick diet question and a quick exercise question.
Well, I was going to also recommend the P900X for those of you who are a little slower.
Oh, the P90X or the 900?
P900,
oh, that's a new one.
The 900X. It takes 900 days.
All right. Candy, diet question. The first thing in your diet that you would cut out, and the exercise question is, what is the best way to burn fat fast? Is it treadmill, elliptical?
The best way to burn fat fast is to watch what you eat, because that's going to burn. You're going to lose weight immediately. Because diet is 99% of your goals.
So what's the first thing that you would cut out of your diet right now? My diet.
chocolate, any kind of snacks, sweets.
Sweets.
Yes, no. Any sugar. Kind of sweets.
No.
Sugar,
so white
chocolate,
sugar.
Chips. What? Absolutely. Yes.
Sugar. Okay.
Yes. I like to use the saying, if it glows in the dark, don't eat it.
Oh, that's
how about
hilarious.
Salt? Salt bad?
Salt is absolutely bad. Yes, you retain a lot of water by eating salt. Yes.
Sounds
no
like
salt.
Dave and his kale thing is really the way to go.
We have
kale is very good in vitamin K, so yes, that's thumbs up.
Steve, we have two quick text questions, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have to have knee replacement on both knees. I would love to know exercises and weight training that I can do now before I have it done.
Okay, so if you're having knee replacements, I would say you should sit on a sedentary bike because that's not going to injure your knees at all whatsoever. I wouldn't. That's for your cardio. Okay. That and walking.
Okay.
So yes. Because you're trying to build your quads up, right, to support the rehab?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That makes
yes.
sense.
Yes. Yes.
Makes sense. All right. And then one more. After three children, I have a muscle separation in my upper tummy. What exercises help that do not encourage the bulge?
What's not going to encourage the bulge in that separation is you have to be doing abdominal exercises, crunches, things like that. That's not going to give you a bulge. It's actually going to decrease the fat, and it's going to help support the muscles around that separation that you do have. So I would definitely say do abdominal exercises, crunches, bicycles. I mean, these are things that you could do on the floor. This is like an exercise move that works the abdominal area. And you could do like reverse crunches where you lift your feet up off the ground and just lift the lower body up and down, things like that. But abdominal exercises for sure.
When was the last time you had no energy?
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you the truth. I literally, on a daily basis, I start losing energy. I do. Because I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I work out about 4 or 5 times a day.
Yeah, I'm just guessing your body cycle, though, is a little different than the rest of us. It's great information, and it's important for all of us to pay attention to. And look, you're going to get serious about it when you get serious about it. And people don't make changes until they make changes. But there's a lot of good stuff to get started with. And again, if you would like to meet Candy in person and experience what she's doing at the spa at Trump, buy a gift for somebody you care about. And again, how do we do that?
And again, you can follow me on social media at Miss Candy Morales. That's MSCANDYMORALES. And I can give you all the information that you need to know.
All the best. We appreciate you coming by.